Well, good morning, everybody. I have a few things before the brief sermon, and number one is a happy welcome to Sam Hansen. He is our seminarian this summer and arrived on Thursday, and so we're very happy, Sam, that you're with us this summer. We'll have plenty of opportunities to get to know Sam this summer, so we're happy that you're here, Sam, and a happy welcome to you. Number two is that I told you I'd start every homily with a piece of Pope trivia. And here's your Pope trivia of the day, is that the Pope that convened Vatican II was Pope John the 23rd. You'd think then that there would have been 23 Pope Johns. And not so. There was never a Pope John the 20th. Now, the first Pope John was in the year 523, and then in the 11th century came Pope John the 19th. So the majority of the Pope Johns were between 500 and 1,000 year. Anyway, the 11th century saw the coming of Pope John the 19th, and then in the 13th century came John the 21st. There was a counting error. And so no Pope John 20th. All right. Now, last thing, thanks for the festival. Holy smokes, we have a good God. The weather was perfect. We had an incredible turnout. People had fun. People were safe. People were happy. People were whole. It was a good time. The ride folks said, I haven't seen lines that long since, 30 years ago. And so what a joyous time we had. The Lord was so good to us. It was funny. Yesterday I was having a pork chop about 8:30, and somebody came over with the radar and said, bad news, Father, rain is coming. And it said 9 o'clock. It said 100% chance of rain. 9 o'clock came. There was about three spittles, or something, but the radar showed that here we are, and the cloud that had been to the west was coming, and it split. Part went up, part went down, leaving us dry. How good is that? Like, God is good. You'll see a fundraising report, but I'm pretty sure we've done better at this festival than we've done in a very, very long time. And so many thanks to you, and many thanks especially to all those who came, and especially all those who volunteered so tirelessly. Many thanks. So today is the Feast of the Ascension. We remember that 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus, the very first Easter that ever happened, 40 days go by and Jesus ascends into heaven. That is the mural that is painted above the high altar at St. Joseph. You've seen it. And then 10 days later, what we'll celebrate next Sunday, Jesus sends down the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And so we remember today this kind of beautiful mystery of the ascension of Jesus. And there's a saying that sorrow looks back, worry looks around, faith looks up. And that Jesus, when he called the first disciples who became apostles and all of the early church, which we've been reading about from the history book of the Catholic Church and the Acts of the Apostles. We've been reading from it every day at our masses in the season of Easter. That's what we do. And Jesus is calling all of these people, and he doesn't call them to sorrow, to look back. He says, no, you're a new life. You're a new creation. You put the former life behind you and move forward. St. Junipero Serra always had a beautiful saying, siempre adelante, always moving forward. Now, we take what we've learned from the past and we take it with us, but we don't dwell on it. Sorrow looks back. There's a poem that said something to the effect of all the sad words of tongue and pen, the saddest are these. It might have been. And the Jesus is like, no, put that behind you, learn from it, grow from it, now forward, forward, forward. And that's what the early church was summoned to, and it's what we're summoned to also, moving forward. Sorrow looks back, worry looks around, and what is the next thing I got to deal with? What's the next fire to put? All those sorts of things. But Jesus doesn't call the disciples, the early church, nor does he call us today to worry. He calls us to faith. Raise our gaze. Look to the heavens. Have our minds and our hearts, our souls on Christ. And it's kind of what we were talking about last weekend of how can we keep Jesus at the forefront of our minds, this friendship with Jesus, which is what the Christian life is all about, and how all this, everything, the sacraments, the dogmas, the teachings, the works of mercy, all of those things are meant to foster this friendship with Jesus, and that this ascension reminds us to like raise our gaze, raise our souls, raise our hearts. At the Mass, we always say, the priest says, lift up your hearts. We say, we lift them up to the Lord, that we are lifting ourselves out of the gutters of the things of this world and our problems and our sin and our brokenness, and we're raising ourselves up by the power of God to the divine life. Sorrow looks back, worry looks around, faith looks up. And so that's, my friends, the faith that we are called to as members of our Christ. So let's answer that call and be faithful every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.